Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
Hello there, I'm Umar Paganampake Pagan alongside Ian McNally and Bahe Yusuf. Happy Death Day is now in cinemas and starring Jessica Roth as Tree Geltman in what is Groundhog Day with murder.
Sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much what you need to know about this movie. It was directed by Christopher Landon, written by Scott Lobdell. Now, Christopher Landon is the guy who directed Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones, and Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse. He also wrote Paranormal Activity 2, 3, 4, as well as Disturbia, which I quite enjoyed.
Yeah.
Even though it's a Shia LaBeouf movie.
Back when that wasn't such a bad thing.
It wasn't such a bad thing. Now, the interesting thing about this film is that it took almost 10 years to make.
Oh.
Because Christopher Landon had the script on a shelf somewhere. I think he had pitched it and he had no takers until a producer came up upon it like 9 years later, gave it to Jason Blum of Blumhouse, and then 3 days after that, it was greenlit by Paramount because everyone apparently loved it.
Oh.
So it was a movie that was a decade in the making, which makes sense given how much homage it pays to Groundhog Day.
Mm. Was that original draft then still Scott Lobdell? Because this is Scott Lobdell who wrote The X-Men.
That's right.
Mm. Yeah, I thought I recognized his name, and I did check afterwards. And yeah, he was like responsible for the Executioner song and a load of other big X-Men. He wrote the first 28 issues of Generation X, I think.
Wow.
So that was like, what? He's also done stand-up, so apparently he just likes to try things out.
I would say, though, that I think it's better that the movie got made, I think, in 2017, 2016, because had it been done 10 years earlier, may have been too close to Groundhog Day. You know, now it's sort of like...
There's enough distance.
Yeah, yeah. Where a couple of the jokes would actually work. I mean, there's a joke at the end, which sort of really, really sort of ties it in quite nicely. And I think that distance works out quite well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or else it will be too close to Live, Die, Repeat.
Yeah.
Or any of the other time traveling kind of things that we've had like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's been quite a few.
So this movie is about Tree, who kind of wakes up one morning.
Also, I've never heard the shortening of Tree for Teresa. I think they say her name
that's
is
just
like
weird.
This weird.
This is weird. Wakes up one morning. She is the ultimate sorority bee. And just mean to everyone. She ends up getting murdered that very same night, only to wake up again as if nothing happened, and it just so happens to be her birthday. And this repeats ad infinitum, basically with the notion being that if she somehow solves her murder, that she will wake up on Tuesday morning instead of Monday.
Yeah. But there's no guarantee that's going to happen. And also, her clock is running down because it turns out she's not escaping each time loop unscathed.
Mm. And that is essentially the general plot of it. I think that's where it differs from Groundhog Day, because Groundhog Day, he could just repeat the day over and over and over again. And this one, I like the fact that there was a time limit to it.
Yeah.
What do we feel? I really enjoyed this movie. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, we've gone through the concept pretty quickly, but it's all about the execution. This could have been just an awful cash-in. I got that kind of vibe of the resurgence of horror in the 90s, where it was witty, funny. There was a few jump scares, but not too many.
Yeah.
It has an interesting looking villain.
Yeah.
Something you don't think you have. It's hard to come up with a Freddy or a Jason these days. And this isn't close to that, but it's something that's visually arresting.
Mm.
And I like that 50 Cent's I'm in the Club wasn't in it as it was in the trailers, because I don't know if I could have handled that song for that many loops.
Also, given that it was a Blumhouse production, it was probably because they couldn't afford that song on that many loops.
I'd say at this point they could probably afford it, but it breaks their rules.
Yes. So if you don't know, a Jason Blum movie, if it was produced by Blumhouse, it's a very strict rule. You can do whatever you want. You have a lot of control as a director, as a writer, but you cannot break whatever budget they give you under any circumstance. You can't go back to him and go, can I have $1 million more? He will just say no.
And they've made their bank by doing like small $5 million movies. Maybe they've upped to 10 now, right?
Yeah. So they're the guys who made Get Out. So they make a $10 million movie that makes in $150 million in the box office. And that's the secret to their success. They also funded Split this year, which did very, very well and kind of revived M. Night Shyamalan.
They're the house, they're the production house that the Paranormal Activity movies basically made, right?
Which was the big surprise, right? The big surprise hits that everyone seemed to love. So, I mean, with that in mind, I think walking into this film, you kind of know what you're getting. And in that sense, I really got what I paid for. I got a small budget, very well executed horror slasher flick.
Yeah,
I think in this particular case, it's a good throwback to when slasher flicks were decent. They didn't have too much money to play with. They weren't trying to spend their way out of story trouble.
Yeah, it reminded me of the time there was the Kevin Williams era, the kind of like when Scream came out, and yeah, I Know What You Did Last Summer,
yep,
and Urban Legends,
yes,
where people were getting a bit more like experimental a little bit in the horror genre. Like they still had all the tropes in there, but the cast were wittier.
Mm.
They all talked like 30-year-olds when they were teenagers, all that kind of stuff. This had elements of that, and it just like... I've seen the trailer quite a lot. They were pushing this trailer a lot. And it played a lot of things out of order from the trailer, which I thought worked really, really well.
Mm, yeah.
And just when you're getting complacent, in these kind of movies, you can get complacent with the time loop. And just when you're getting used to things, it throws in a little bit every so often. And
yeah,
I like that. It kept that pacing really, really well. You were never getting... Back in the day, my mother hated Groundhog Day. She came out of that and she was ready to kill Sonny and Cher.
I got you, babe.
She's like, it just kept going over and over again. It's like, yeah, no, that's the point. It's genius. And did not like it. With this, I think that they tread that line perfectly.
I think they did. And what's more, unlike a lot of the slasher horror flicks we've been getting, this movie does nothing to shock you out of complacency with gratuitous violence or horror or sadism. None of that's there. I mean, it's a very straightforward slasher flick. And I think, thank you, because, you know, so much with The Purge, with the Saw movies, with all of this stuff where every sequel, it just serves to gross you out even more with more sadism.
It's like
right?
a torture porn or sadism.
It's torture porn, exactly. And this doesn't even delve anywhere near that.
It has a sense of fun from the very open when the Universal logo starts repeating itself.
Correct. Yeah.
And I was delighted with the humor throughout. I was like laughing at some of the just setup jokes and just like the language jokes, but also some of the imagery or the things that happened was just, it was just funny.
And the horror movie trope jokes.
Yeah.
Which there are a lot of.
Yeah.
And I have to say, the cast is really solid. Like
all unknowns.
I really felt for Tree Gelbman. Like she managed to convey the real awful party girl at the beginning, and you see her develop. The would-be boyfriend, Israel Broussard, was, you know, they seem like a cute... It's a horror meet cute. And I really, really liked the girl who played Danielle, Rachel Matthews. She was managing to just be like... She's just an awful human being.
Yes.
In sorority
evil
sister
sorority
form.
Sister human
and
being.
And it was just fantastic. Like, you get hints of Tree being annoyed at her from the start, but you're... And that kind of endears you to her because you're annoyed with this woman... The moment you set eyes on her, and she just gets worse and worse as thing goes on.
And also Jessica Rose plays Tree really well because she goes through a transformation throughout the film, as you do. I mean, if you've seen Groundhog Day, you see a very similar transformation that Bill Murray does from complete a-hole to good human being.
Yeah.
And Jessica Rose does this through outfit changes and just general facial expressions. And this is something which I noticed throughout the whole movie. Her smile at the beginning of the film,
It's a sneer.
Yeah. And it's really different from the warm smile that you get at the end of the film. And she really sells it so it doesn't feel cheesy or corny. And I really like that.
Yeah.
The one difference that they had with this one that you mentioned to Uma was the fact that there's a time limit to the number of times she can die or all that. I mean, it doesn't say it, but...
And it never explains why it happens.
Never explains why it happens, right? In this case, she's got, you know, she takes a beating throughout. Unlike Groundhog Day, where you realize he gets bored, You know, like you understand Bill Murray's getting bored. He's been there, I don't know, 10, I think somebody did the math on it. It's like 10,000 years or
it's
something.
It's more, yeah, 10,000 years. He's like done it like millions of times.
Yeah, yeah. But I think in this case, once she figures out that she's getting beaten up, her body is going through the punishment, she gets, I think, slightly more harried. It just becomes like a real mission for her. Mm. At the beginning, it's a little fun, cute mission thing. And then she just keeps dying. But then after that, when she realizes this is not gonna be that easy, that she is having to roll with the punches, that she starts to get really serious about it, I think. Yeah, and the movie gets serious too.
The movie does get serious, but the movie actually has very fascinating twists that I never saw coming. When I watch stuff like this, I like to throw myself into it and not try to figure it out. I mean, mm-hmm. I turn off my brain and I'm just like, stop trying to work things out and trying to be a smartass, right? Just let the movie kind of wash over you and you know, so you'll be genuinely surprised. And I was genuinely surprised at a lot of bits in this film.
Because there's a twist about who the killer could be.
Yeah.
And that was hinted in a few of the other loops. There's the TVs going off in the background with little kind of things and little hints here and there. So I did think that was quite clever. But also the loop of just like certain things aren't related to it at all.
Yes.
And there's all these blind alleys that you have to go down. And I just really liked it. It was interesting going down those alleys with these characters.
Yeah. I also quite like the fact that they threw in that romance element, the meet-cute element, because I think it humanized her character. I think if they didn't have that and they just had her on this mission to solve her own murder, she's not a nice character to start off with.
Yeah,
and you need to make this lead character endearing. Otherwise, it just doesn't work.
And you
right?
can see that perfectly from his perspective, because just the way she reacts to him each morning changes as it goes along.
And more so when you don't have someone like Bill Murray.
Yes.
Because you already like Bill Murray.
That's true.
From 30 years of SNL and Ghostbusters and all of that stuff. When it's someone new like Jessica Rose, you need to find a way to make her endearing, especially when she's a complete cow at the beginning of this film.
I also think that the fact that she was a complete newbie in terms of just audience's eyes helps. I think we're not going into it with any preconceived notions of who she is, who she can be, because we've never seen her do 12, you know, cute sorority girl roles. We don't assume that she is that role. She doesn't have to break any preconceived notions.
She just
has
to break the preconceived notions that she's Blake Lively.
That's true. That was that. That is that problem.
She was very Gossip Girl Blake Lively.
Yeah. For a point, yeah.
For a little bit.
Yeah,
for a little bit. We love this movie.
Yeah.
Go check it out. I mean, Happy Death Day is about an hour and 40 minutes of just good, fun slasher cinema. Like the kind you used to enjoy when you were watching those Scream movies and those Final Destination movies.
I was already trying to explain to somebody it's a fun horror movie, and they said, so it's not scary. It's like, well, it is a part, but that's the whole point of those horror movies is that mix of everything.
Yes.
It's that Friday night with your date clinging onto your arm or the drive-in style horror movie.
It's great.
Yeah.
We love it.
Yeah.
Go check it out. Let us know what you think. I'm on at Umar Fagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
I'm at Bahiwai.
You've been listening to At the Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.